Invitation to the Waltz by Rosamund Lehman. Read by Joanna Lumley. Part 1, Chapter 1. The village, in the hollow below the house, is picturesque, unhygienic. It has more atmosphere than form, than outline. Huddled shapes of soft red brick sag towards gardens massed with sunflowers, Canterbury bells, sweet williams. There is a pump on the green. Also, a tall, historic-looking lump of granite, whose origin is wrapped in legend. Some refer it to the Druids. Some say King Charles I sat down upon it. The village of Little Compton is old, but the square stone house is new. It was built at the same period as Tulverton paper mills, towards the middle of the 19th century, and was primarily designed to shelter the old age and accommodate the numerous offspring of Mr. James Curtis, first founder of the first mill. Tulverton is 3 miles away. Mr. Charles Curtis, eldest son, rode there and back upon a grey mare, day in, day out, during the prolonged period of his prime. At the last, clad in lavender-grey frock-coat and top-hat, every inch mayor of Tulverton, he brimmed daily to and from the office within the dignified compass of a brougham. Moving with the times, his son Charles James covered the distance upon a bicycle. Perhaps his only son, James Charles, will drive there in a motor car. But times are changing. It is the year 1920, and James, last fruit of a late marriage, is but 7 years old. Victim of overwork during the war, his father has retired at 60 in poor health. A gap yawns for the first time in the line of direct succession. Distant relatives, and relatives by marriage, and such as...